好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
神又把我们带到2022年4月10日的主日讲道时间来。
God gets us to April 10th, 2022 sermon time。
呀，今天讲到的题目是奇妙的基督。
The sermon title today is Wonderful Christ。
啊，开始讲到以先有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the sermon, let's have a prayer。
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you。
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你啊。
May all the glory and the praise and be yours。
因为我们若是不起来欢呼来赞美，就是山间的石头也要复兴了。
If we do not just come to rejoice and just praise you, even the rocks will just come to just praise you。
感谢主，你把我们带到了末世到末日的转换过程中啊。
Thank you, Lord. You just bring us to the stage of the transform just from the last days to the last days.
我们看见今天是民要攻打民，国要攻打国呀。
Nowadays, and we see the nation attack nation, the people attack people.
呀，乌克兰的东边可能很快一场大战就要起来啦。
The east of the Ukraine, maybe there will be a big battle start.
世界的局势也因此被牵动着每一个人的心灵啊。
The global situation, it just draws each one of our heart.
但是大水泛滥之时，你耶和华坐着为王。
However, even though there's the big flood, Lord, you are still the king.
求主帮助、赐福和加力。
May God help us and strengthen us.
好，让我们这些属于你的儿女，因你而得到心灵和诚实的敬拜。
So that the people belong to you, and we can worship you with our heart.
我们也因为你的缘故，我们可以平静安稳而得力呀。
Also, just because of you.And we can just be stable and be strengthened.
主，谢谢你听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ, and we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，奇妙的基督。
Wonderful Christ.
呀，记得上个礼拜我们讲到的是荣耀的基督，还记得吧
？Just to remember, last week we talked about the glorious Christ.
呀，当我们讲到荣耀的基督的时候呢？
When we speak of the glorious Christ,
我们指的是他的本体的超越，包括万有啊、道德呀、啊，直到永远。
And we just meant that his the transcendence of his beings and his the morality and eternity.
那么今天这堂道我们讲的是奇妙的基督。
Today the sermon we talk about the wonderful Christ.
那我们指的是他的荣耀在我们生命当中所洒落的痕迹啊。
We mean the traces of His glory sprinkled in our life.
啊，包括我们的见证的大能、权柄的大能以及救赎的大能啊。
And that including the testimony, authority, and redemptive power.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
见证的大能。
The power of testimony.
怎么看这个见证的大能呢
？How do we look at the power of testimony?
呀，基督的奇妙充满在他的道成肉身上，对吧？
So the wonder of Christ actually is full of in his incarnation.
而且在整个的预备、降临、受死、升天、复活整个过程当中，我们看见他整个见证的大能就在其中，对吧
？Also in the whole process of preparation, coming, death, ascension, and resurrection, and we just see all this power.
呀，全人类，特别是凡属于他的人呢
？All mankind, especially those who belong to him.
都在主动或被动的在见证着他的大能。
And those are just are testifying to his power.
那见证的大能又如何去见证他的大能呢
？So how to testify the power of the testimony?
首先是安天立地的话语啊。
First, the words that's affirmed in heaven and earth.
呀，耶稣基督就是上帝所活出来的话语，对吧
？Jesus Christ is God's living words.
所以我们的主。与圣经一道来见证他的大能啊。
So our Lord just testified with the Bible of the Lord's power.
那为什么说他是那位安天立地的话语呢
？So what do we say that he is the word of the heaven and the earth？
因为我们的主耶稣基督呢，是与天父一参与了一同创天造地啊。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ created heaven and the earth with the Father.
那当然，圣灵也参与其中了。
So did the Holy Spirit.
呀，别忘了，在创世纪，神创造以前就有一句话，神的灵运行在水面上，对吧
？So in Genesis, talking about the Spirit of God was the hovering over the waters.
呀，在今天的经文当中呢
？In today's verse.
呀，在希伯来书2:1怎么说呢
？In Hebrews 2:1.
他提到了有一句话叫做。越发郑重这个词儿。
There's a verse, how could they saying that the paid the most careful attention?
Yeah, 在原文当中它是一个主动的语气啊。
So, it's an active particle in the original text.
这是对我们每一个相信他的人所投入的上帝对我们的心意啊。
And that is a God's heart for each one of us.
就是能不能对上帝的话语投入一个全神贯注专注的心思意念呢？
So which means to devote one's attention to the word of God.
那为什么又要专注呢？
So what should we focus?
因为圣经也讲得很清楚啊，在上帝的话语里边有基督，有救恩，有永远的生命啊。
Because the Bible tells very clearly, because in the word of God, there's Christ, and in this scripture, and just that there's a salvation and eternal life.
而且我们所行的天路是一条窄路，所入的天国的门是个窄门呐、啊。
And the heavenly road we walk is a narrow road.
所以就如同是逆水行舟，不进则退啊。
So it is just like a boat against the current, and if we do not advance, we will retreat.
所以保罗说，虽然是安天立地的话语，但是你稍有疏忽，他说恐怕我们就随流失去啊。
So Paul said, even God's word stands firm in heaven and the earth.However, even just with a slight negligence, so that we just do not just drift away.
上帝的话语在我们生命当中的作用，我想不用我再啰嗦，对吧？
So I think God's words just that in our life, I don't need to explain more, right?
Yeah, 我们跟上帝话语的关系也是你中有我，我中有你，融合在一起的，对吧？
So the words of God, that is just God's words, is in our life, and we're in God.
如同耶稣说的，我在你们里边，你们在我的里面，也是指的这个关系啊。
Same as Jesus said, I'm in you, and you are in me.
其次呢，是舍命十架的大恩呐、啊。
Second, the great grace of laying down God's life on the cross.
我们把当时的背景看一看，当时的环境是怎样的。
So let's take a look at the situation during the time.
啊、当时整个犹太的社会里边呢
，In the time and the Jewish society，
有那么一群在上掌权者呀。
There's a group of people just with a high authority。
从整个政治社会的结构来看呢，有比拉多，有希律王，还有大祭司，这三权未必鼎立的这种关系，对吧
？And so during the time, there's the Pilate and the King Herod。
而真正在宗教信仰生活上对犹太人对神的百姓影响的是大祭司啊。
So the one has a great influence. That's the high priest.
那大祭司身边有些什么人呢
？So who are next to the high priest?
离得比较近的是一群，比如说撒都该人呢、啊、法利赛人等等这样的人。
And the people they're just around him. This is the group of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
呀，法利赛人比较在乎圣经里边的律法。他在乎这一点。
So the Pharisees they just care more about the word and the law in the Bible.
因为在犹太人的反省当中，我们为什么会被上帝迁移发散到世界各地呢？因为我们没有守他的律法呀。
And for the Jews in their heart, they thought why they were scattered all over the world. That is because they did not keep the law.
弟兄姐妹，守律法是对的。
Brothers and sisters.It is correct that we need to keep the law.
但是耶稣来所说的道理，守律法对，但是呢，去敬畏赐律法的上帝更重要啊。
So when Jesus comes and he said it is right, we need to keep the law, but at the same time, and we need to even just also care about the one who gave the law.
但这个道理犹太人听不懂啊。
However, this truth the Jews they don't understand.
耶稣一而再再而三地说人子是律法的主，他还是听不懂啊。
So again, and Jesus said, "The Son of Man, that is the Lord of the law."
所以关于这个律法和律法的主这个关系，呀，这个法利赛人跟耶稣发生不少争执和矛盾的。
Therefore, for the law and also the Lord of the law, for the Jews, they just have a conflict with Jesus.
然后撒都该人呢？
For the Sadducees.
撒都该人就是一群比较在乎要走上层路线的一些人。
So Sadducees started the group of people. They just want like to go with the people on the higher rank.
好像我们今天很多人喜欢住的什么小区里边，这些人都是非富即贵的，比较高大上的人物啊。
So those are just like a noble, wealthy, and the people on the higher rank.
呀，今天在教会里边也会有这样的现象吧
？Nowadays in the church, and there may be similar situation.
弟兄姐妹不说，讲讲我们传道人、牧师之间也会有这种问题啊。
So if brothers and sisters we don't say it, just in the minister pastors and.
我们也比较喜欢去把一些什么名讲员呐、老牧师当作一个偶像去膜拜了。
So then we just treat those famous speakers or the famous the pastors. Yeah,
通常当一些这样的人在人群中出现的时候，他就比较容易成为众人膜拜的一个偶像。
So when those people just appear on the stage and people just kind of it seems like just worship them as an idol.
也会和当年的这些法利赛人呢、撒都该人呢、祭司长欺凌耶稣一样，在教会的范围里边。也是以大欺小，以多欺少，也是一样的。
It's similar. Just during the Jesus time, the high priests and the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they could just bully Jesus Christ.
啊，世界各地的教会我也都跑了。
I've been to the globally. That's all different churches.
啊，其实不同的宗派，包括天主教和东正教的群体，我也都有一些接触了。
And I also have a contact with like the Catholic and the Orthodox.
天下乌鸦一般黑。
And the world is just the people just the same.
好在今后评估我们生命的是耶稣，而不是人呐。
And thank God, and the one that will just evaluate and just judge our life, that is Jesus, not people.
如果我们对人的罪性没有深刻的理解，我们可能很快就服侍不下去，就灰心丧胆的逃跑了。
If we do not have the deep understanding.About the people's sinful nature, and we are not able to walk long in our serving, in our serving.
当然也会有些人会随波逐流，渐渐的也成为他们当中的一员呢。
Also, some people may just follow the trend and just be like them.
Yeah, 往往跟随基督的人呢。
So oftentimes, and the people who follow Jesus.
所处的位置往往都是人微言轻的。
So those people who follow Christ are the one who were just low key.
但是这些法利赛人、撒都该人，他们实在是想多了，也想错了。
However, those Pharisees and Sadducees, and they just thought too much.
他们觉得自以为是，自己好像有些什么势力，好像有些什么人多势众的，要一些淫威。但是那个他不是标准的，耶稣才是标准的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, actually, they're not a standard. They are not just the so-called the multitude, and they think they can.
唯有主。才是最后审判的标准，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, only Lord, He is the Lord and to judge.
而不是犹太教的人多势众啊。
And it is not just because of the multitude of Judaism.
呀，也不是罗马帝国的广袤疆域啊。
Also, or it's not the vast territory of the Roman Empire.
呀，更加不是那些喜爱吹嘘拍马、阿谀奉承之徒啊。
Nor those who like to brag and flatter.
我称这些人是假信徒、虚假信徒、不真信主。
So I call them those the false believers.
这些人得了福音，不传福音。
So those people who receive the gospel but do not preach the gospel.
当了传道却不传道。
Be a minister but just don't do mission work.
对宣教的事工好像兴趣也不大。
And just have no interest to do the mission.
比较喜欢弄弄拳呐、自己觉得感觉不错呀。这样的人今后能不能回天家，主会不会对他说我不认识你，在黑暗中切齿痛哭吧。
They just like to just play around with the authority. However, when they meet the Lord, and they may just weeping and just in terrible situation.
所以保罗在二章三节他就说了。
Therefore, in chapter 2, verse 3,
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起初是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了的。
So Paul said, "How shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him."
好，最后是完成救恩的圣灵啊。
Finally, the Holy Spirit who completes salvation.
圣灵是三位一体真神的第三位。
The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity.
他与圣父、圣子是同尊同荣啊。
And with the Father and the Son is in the same honor and the same quality.
而且还是同质合一的。
And with just the same as essence.
关于圣灵的教导呢，不可以忽略，更加不可以越过界限。
The teaching of the Holy Spirit cannot be ignored, let alone over the boundary.
我盼望大家能够了解，我们所相信的神是一位独一的真神啊。
I hope you understand God is the only true God.
他独行其事，从来不受人意的驱使。
He works wonders alone, and it's not driven by human will.
我们所经历的神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，哎，别忘了，都是出于神的手。
So signs and wonders and all kinds of miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are all from the hand of God.
而绝对不会是在舞台上叫人躺平的表演呐、
啊。And it's instead of making people fall down and lie down on the stage.
包括我们。所得到所经历的平安也是神所赐的呀。
Including the peace that we experience, that is also given by God.
我盼望大家了解，这个平安绝对不是你自以为感觉良好的一种感觉，对吧？
So I hope you understand, actually peace is not people's self-feeling good.
而且往往平安的临到呢，是出人意外的。
And oftentimes, when the peace comes, which is unexpected,
明明外面风浪很大呀。
Even though outside there's kind of big tribulation,
但心里边却出奇的平静。
However, in the heart, we just surprisingly calm.
前两天我们这里有龙卷风的警报啊。
So a few days ago, here in our place, there's a tornado warning.
我就跟师母讲了，穿好衣服吧。
I told my wife, just get dressed.
随时随地准备逃跑。
Just be prepared. We may need to escape.
师母就问我往哪跑啊
？So my wife asked me, where should we escape?
我说黑灯瞎火，还真不知道往哪跑。
And I said, well, it seems like no answer.
我说唯一的就是跑进主的避难所里吧。
And I said, all can do, I just run into just God's hiding place.
师母就问我了，什么意思啊
？Then my wife asked me, what do you mean?
我说祷告啊。
I said, just pray.
你真不要以为祷告没用啊。
Do not think prayer is just useless.
祷告不是拿来用的。
Prayer is not for us to use.
祷告是我们拿来活的，活出来这个祷告的生命。
Prayer, that is for us to live.
礼拜三、礼拜四吧，我们的以诺病啦。
Wednesday and Thursday, and the child Enoch was ill.
这个中了这个 COVID-19 啦。
And he just got a COVID.
发烧40.2啊。
He had a very high fever, 40.2 degree.
我就跟他讲视频啦，我说以诺啊，不要害怕、啊。
So I talked to him on FaceTime. I said, "Don't be afraid."
牧师爷爷在为你祷告呢。
And I said, "The grandpa pastor is praying for you."
我说我已经跟神讲了，我奉主的名呀，请上帝让你明天就退烧啊。
So I told Enoch, I said, "I just pray to the Lord in Jesus Christ's name and just command this the fever just go away."
你今天就好好休息就好了。
Just get a good rest today.
你今天就好好喝水就好了。
And drink plenty of water.
你今天就尽你所能去吃饭就好了。
And just try your best. Just eat a good meal.
你今天尽你所能去安静休息睡觉就好了。
And try your best. Just have a good rest and sleep.
结果礼拜五一大早就得到消息了，我们以诺病好了。
So Friday morning, we just got the news that Enoch is recovered.
从40.2到38度了。
So from the 40.2 degree to 38 degree.
我心里边向神的发出赞美，我神你真好。
So I just thank God. I say, God, that you're so good.
你真是会听我们的祷告哎。
God, you are the one. You listen to your prayer.
我们生命是不是也常常经历这种出人意外的平安呢
？So in our life, have we really experienced this kind of surprisingly just a peace?
一边是上帝的国度，一边是自己这饭碗的工作，赖以为生的工作。
So one hand, that is the God's kingdom. On the other hand, that's our job.
你的选择是什么呢
？What is your choice?
两个选择嘛，无非对吧
？Well, you have two choices, right?
一个是选择工作，一个是选择上帝。
One, you choose your job. The other, you choose God.
你想在中间找一条路，你心里边平安就不见了。
Do you want to find something in the middle? Well, then your peace is gone.
你不妨今天试一试，从今天开始以后，你就在上帝面前争口气，活出一点让上帝得荣耀的生命，可以吗
？Why not just start from today? Just live out the life and for God's glory.
如果因为上帝的缘故，你舍弃了你的工作，你还信不过神会厚厚的报答你吗
？If it's because of God and you just lost your life, don't you believe and God will just repay you?
Yeah.可能好像快没工作了。
Well, maybe you're almost just on no job.
怎么老板突然间改变主意就有工作了呢
？Then why is there again?
你相信圣灵是有大能的。
You need to believe the power of the Holy Spirit.
牧师也在这边为你祷告的。
pastor is praying for you.
上帝的大能就在我们生命当中，信仰不是吹出来的，而是活出来的。
God's power is in our life. It's not just to bragging or say something.
问题是你愿意这么活上帝的大能吗？
The key is, do you want to live out of the power of God?
你是否愿意成为上帝大能的见证呢？
Are you willing to just be the witness for God's power?
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
权柄的大能。
The power of authority.
要我们讲起耶稣基督的奇妙呢？
Speaking of the wonder of Jesus Christ,
要我们可能无不以他降世为人来到世上的方式为罪，对吧？
So the way he just came into the world as a man is the most wonderful.
要圣经说，圣经怎么说呢？
How does the Bible say?
他说，看那必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利亚。
The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
要以马内利就是神与人同在的意思啊。
Emmanuel means that God is with man.
所以首先呢是道成肉身的大能啊。
So first, the power of the incarnation.
我们想一想这种奇妙，好不好？
Let's think about this wonder.
要神的话语成为人的样式。
The word of God just becomes the likeness of man.
上帝走进人间与人同住啊。
And God walks into the world to live with man.
要试问还有什么比这个更加奇妙呢？
So what could be more wonderful than this?
然后他来到世上彰显出什么样的样式呢？
So, and what does Jesus reveal to us?
他从天上而来啊。
He came from the heaven.
他本有神的形象与尊荣啊。
He originally had the image and honor of God.
但是圣经说他却不强夺呀。
The Bible says, but he did not rob.
而且是甘愿成为人的样式，去掉奴仆的形象。
And he was just willing just to take in the form of a man and just taking the form to humble himself.
他在世33年，一直用一个卑微自己的方式展现在世人的面前呢。
So Jesus that lived in the world for 33 years, and he just lived as an image with the humbleness.
呀，圣经说天使本来是他造的呀。
The Bible says angels were created by him.
但他却甘愿降卑到天使以下的位置。
But he was willing to humble himself below the angels.
我们人在世上所经历的一切软弱与痛苦，他都经历了。
He has experienced all the weakness and the pain we experience in the world.
他跟我们之间的区别就是他没有犯罪啊。
So the difference is he did not sin.
所以基督在世上所走的每一步呢？
Therefore, every step that Christ just take in the world.
都是在给我们开出道路，活出真理，展示生命啊。
And that is to make the way for us to live out the truth and to show our life.
我们不妨看看自己的生命吧。
Let's look at our life.
我们在信耶稣以前，我们谁有爱呢？谁都没有爱啊。
So before believing Jesus, who has love? We don't have love.
我指的爱是圣洁的、纯洁的、属神的爱，我们没有的。
So the love I'm talking about, that is the love that is holy.
我们有的爱就是自私的爱啊，然后就是肉体的爱啊，然后就是肤浅的爱啊，然后是利用的爱啊，都是这样的爱，对吧？
So the love that we have before we believe in God, that is just selfishness and this love by flesh and just also for the own benefit.
但是基督的爱是舍命的爱啊。
However, Jesus' love, that is the sacrificial love.
要为义人死是少有的，对吧？
So to die for the righteous person and that is very few.
要为人人死，或许也有人敢为的。
And for the to die for the kind people, maybe there are some people like this.
圣经说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，我们就晓得何为爱了。
And the Bible tells us, while we're still sinners, and Jesus already loved and died for us, and then we understand what love is.
所以效法他，跟随他，敬拜他，或者学习去爱他的本身，就是爱了。
So therefore, and to imitate him, follow him, and worship him.And then that is love.
当我们一步一步跟随基督的脚踪，
When we just follow the Christ step by step,
我们原本没有爱的生命也就有了爱了。
So the life that originally without love, and we just gradually we have love.
当然，爱是可以向他求出来的，对吧？
Of course, we can just pray to God for love.
其次是掌管万有的权柄啊。
Second, authority over all things.
世人所认为的权柄是什么东西呢？
What does the world think of authority?
人对权柄有一个与生俱来的趋向性 和索取性，你发现没有？
So do you think that mankind, we just have this the kind of a, just like that, like seems like we just have the, just longing for those kind of the authority.
要所以属世的权柄无非是驱使人的机会与能力啊。
So the worldly authority is just nothing more than the opportunity and the ability to drive people.
Yeah, 还被称为所谓的领导力，这个词很流行了现在，对吧？
And it's called the leadership, and it's very popular now.
Yeah, 这一次呀，俄罗斯入侵乌克兰，也是这样的道理啊。
So this time that Russia invaded the Ukraine.
Yeah, 普京认为自己是世界第二大世界军事强国呀。
So Putin thought that his nation that is ranked at number two.
当然我就有一个驱使乌克兰的能力和机会嘛。
So they think that they have the authority, the power to just invade the Ukraine.
所以14年我就非常炫耀的进入了克里米亚呀。
So in 2014, and just invaded the Crimea.
然后2月21号就宣布呀乌东地区的顿巴斯两个共和国独立啦。
And February 21, he just announced those two Republican the nation just be independent.
但是他仍然认为整个乌克兰都是我属于我俄罗斯的呀。
So in his mind, he thought the whole Ukraine just belong to him.
谁叫我强呢
？So why I just am such a big nation?
谁叫我有能力和权柄呢
？So why because just because I have such a big authority?
所以他的情报部门告诉他，只要他去到乌克兰。全部乌克兰都会跪下来降服在伟大的俄罗斯的帝国面前、啊、在普京大帝也得降服下来。
Therefore, the people just sent him this news that if the and if he invaded Ukraine, the whole nation they would just kneel down to him.
呀，普京先生就忘记了他所相信的信仰，耶稣基督所说的权柄和他所说的权柄是不一样的。
So Putin is just misunderstood, and the authority in the Christ that is different from the authority that he thinks.
从普京的头脑的知识当中，他应该对耶稣的权柄是有了解的。
So in Putin's knowledge, he's supposed to understand about the authority from God.
他应该清楚耶稣基督所带来的属天的权柄是为罪人舍命啊。
And he should understand.Is the heavenly authority from Jesus Christ that is to die for sinners?
且死在十字架上。
And to die on the cross.
而不是说我让别人死，自己不死，这是属世的权柄，知道不
？And it's just not like the worldly authority. Let others die, but I stay alive.
呀，1939年、1937年忘了，然后斯大林就曾经入侵过波兰，对吧？
So in 1937 or 39, and Stalin just invaded the Poland.
Yeah, 然后关押了抓住了几十万这个波兰的军人吧。
And he just arrested like more than like 100,000 those soldiers.
不知道该怎么处理他们。
And he didn't know how to handle them.
想想吧，就把他所有的军官都处决了算了。
But he just thought about just kill all those the soldiers.
所以两万多波兰的军官呐、啊。
So there are like 20,000 the Poland generals.
就被斯大林在卡廷森林里边枪杀，埋在森林里边了。
So Stalin just killed them in the forest and just buried them.
哦，我记起来，应该是1937年发生的事情。
Oh, I remember, it's 1937.
1939年德国入侵波兰。
1937, and Germany just invaded Poland.
也发现怎么在这个森林里边有这么多的这个波兰人的尸体呢
？And they just found out, and how come there's so many dead body in the forest?
就问斯大林啊，是不是你干的
？So they asked Stalin, did you do that?
那苏联的这个大外宣宣传是很厉害的，反咬一口说是希特勒做的。
However, the Soviet they just said no, it's just from Hitler.
是希特勒做这样的事情是多么的合乎逻辑啊
！So Hitler did the thing just so reasonable.
但是这件事欺骗世人，一欺骗就是超过半个世纪啊
！However, and this thing just cheated this world for like a half century.
直到1989年，戈尔巴乔夫和叶利钦商量以后，觉得这个事情应该公布给波兰人知道。
So 1987, the Gorbachev and just said.They just need to let the whole world know about this.
1996年的时候呢，在卡廷森林里边有一个埋葬的一个安葬礼仪啊。
And in 96, and they had the burial ceremony in Katyn.
Putin 也去参加了。
So at that time, and Putin also attended the ceremony.
而普京当时的表现很令世人感动的。
During that time, and Putin says what he did and actually touched people's heart.
他是半跪在这些烈士的碑前呐。
At that time, he just have to kneel down and in front of those the people who died.
在那里献了花圈呢。
Also, he just gave the flowers.
他的举动感动了波兰上上下下的全国军民啊。
So what he did and actually just touched the people of Poland.
所以96年的时候呢
？Therefore, 1996.
96个政府官员，包括波兰的总统啊。
96 a government official, including the president.
就一起飞到莫斯科去参加莫斯科的一个重大的活动，应该是。如果没记错的话，是应该是那个二战纪念日吧。
And they flew just to Moscow to attend the ceremony of the for the World War II the ceremony.
这架飞机发生了空难，
and then,
飞机上96个人全部都死亡。
And this airplane just got the crash, so 96 people died.
Yeah, 我不想去下结论，也不想去论断。
I don't want to give any conclusion or to judge.
但是我相信有一天，当我们面见上帝的时候，这件事情一定会真相大白于天下的。
However, one day when we return to the Lord, and we will know the answer.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
当人的手中有了权柄之后
，When people got the authority in their hand,
可以是一件非常可怕的事情啊。
It can be a very terrible thing.
1945年的时候。
1945.
我记得当时美国的一个记者吧，访问毛泽东在延安嘛。
I remember there was a journalist who interviewed Mao Zedong.
对啊，我记得毛泽东在写的论联合政府这篇文章里边讲的非常好。
I remember when Mao Zedong he wrote in this article talking about the government.
讲的愿意跟国民党跟蒋介石做一个联合政府啊。
And he just wrote about his willing just to be just like just combine with the government with the KMT.
讲到要还政于民啊。
And saying that just return just the politics to the people.
但是当毛泽东进入了北京，进入了中南海，进入了故宫之后呢
？However, when this Mao Zedong just enter into the Beijing.
手中的权柄实实在在的抓在手上。
And he the authority he just hold just tightly in his hand.
这种皇权对人的诱惑是非常可怕的。
So the temptation just of this authority in this the higher rank that is very terrible.
哪里还有为人民去舍弃权柄的可能呢？
And,
不可能。
So there's that it's very difficult to have the possibility just.For the people.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So dear brothers and sisters，
这种权柄的诱惑不是单单在高位上的人，我们日常生活也是如此的。
The temptation of authority is not just only for the higher rank; it's also in our daily life.
我们如何在家里边做一个有权柄的丈夫呢
？How do we just be the husband with the authority at home？
又如何在家里边做一个有权柄的父亲呢？
Also, how can we just be the father with the authority?
父亲、丈夫不是去发挥你的淫威啊。
So, as a father and a husband, it's not just to just over abuse the authority.
那是如何为你的妻子、为你的儿女去舍命、舍己啊，舍掉你的权柄，去做一个仆人式的领袖，你愿意吗
？But to just yield your authority and just to love your family, are you willing to?
效法主的样式，你愿意吗？
Just imitate, just Lord's the role model. Are you willing?
当然，属天的权柄为罪人舍命，且死在十字架上，这是耶稣基督才配有的权柄，对吧
？So the heavenly authority that is to die for a sinner and to die on the cross, and that is just only just for the Jesus Christ.
非神的儿子不可呀。
It just has to be, and must be the Son of God.
你知道吗？属天的权柄。这就是属天的权柄了。
And this is the heavenly authority.
而且这是唯一的权柄，你能了解到吗
？And also, this is the only authority. Do you understand?
我们能效法他，我们不能取代他的。
We can follow that. We can just replace that.
彼得一番好心呢。
So Peter has said the kind, so-called the kindly.
他说主啊，这是万万不可的，你怎么能走上十字架呢？
He just said, want to stop. Jesus said, you just cannot go. Just that, do not do that.
貌似很好心呢、啊。
Seems like he has a kind heart.
但是基督斥责了他。
However, Christ rebuked him.
撒旦退下去。
Satan said that.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为死亡也不能捆绑基督的。
Because death.Does not bind Christ.
这是今天世上的君王所不了解基督的缘故在这里，因为生死之隔，他不了解死亡，更加不了解生命了。
So these are those the today's king. They just don't understand. They cannot just do that.
Yeah, 孔子说未知生焉知死。
So Confucius said, if we do not about life, how do we know about death?
基督在这里对我们发出一个挑战：你未知死焉知生呢？
So now, Christ gives us a challenge. If you do not know about death, how do you know about birth?
因为基督和凡跟随基督的人在死亡的面前可以坦然交代，坦然面对，坦然迎接这个挑战，不怕死的。
Because facing death and Jesus and his follower, and they can just calmly and just peacefully just face that.
Yeah, 经过死亡胜过死亡的主也经过了比天使微小一点的完全的人33年，神就叫天父就叫万有伏在他的脚下了。
So after death, the Lord who conquered death, and after 33 years of a perfect man, who was just a little smaller than angels, the Heavenly Father put all things under his feet.
Yeah, 因为这个缘故天父就把荣耀尊贵作为冠冕赐给他呀。
Also because of this, and the Heavenly Father just crowned him with glory and honor.
而且神所造的万有都归在他手下去管理呀。
And also he is appointed to rule over all things.
这也是你我之所以为什么凡事可以向他祷告的依据嘛，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, and that is the evidence for why we can pray to God in everything.
他既然掌管万有，就没有一件事情不在他的掌管之下呀。
Since God is in control of everything.And so we nothing is not under him.
祷告不是拿来用的。
Prayer is not for us to use.
祷告是我们的生命的活出啊。
Prayer is a life that we live.
好，最后是胜过天使的救恩。
Lastly, salvation far better than the angels.
什么是天使啊？
Who are the angels?
天使不过是神拯救世人计划当中的一个仆役而已啊。
Angels are just servants in God's plan to save the world.
他的确是有能力，但却没有位格。
Angels that has the power, but with no personality.
他既不能承受荣耀，也不领受救恩。
So neither can they receive the glory nor salvation.
那保罗在这里为他为了为要说明基督的奇妙。
So Paul is here just trying to show.The wonder of Christ.
Yeah, 基督的奇妙是远胜于天使，无以伦比啊。
So the wonder of Christ is far greater than that of the angels, and it's incomparable.
Yeah, 因着救恩，基督为人人尝了死的滋味啊。
Because of salvation, Christ tasted death for everyone.
坦率讲，这是充满安慰的信息啊。
Be honest, this is the message of comfort.
Yeah, 前两天我看着俄罗斯在乌克兰。布查对平民的屠杀，哎呀，心痛不已，难过的夜不能寐啊。
A few days ago, and the massacre of civilians by Russian in Bucha, Ukraine, and I just my heart just feels so ache.
要我想，如果没有基督的话，乌克兰人的心也不得安慰啊。
So I'm just thinking, the hearts of the Ukrainians just cannot be comforted without Christ.
要乌克兰的总统泽伦斯基，他也说话了。
So the president of the Ukraine, the Zelensky, and he said,
"Yeah, 没有和谈，只有最后的胜利。
He said, "No peace talks, only final victory."
直到最后把俄罗斯人全部给赶出乌克兰为止。
Until and we just cast away and the people just rush out from Ukraine.
当年俄罗斯苏联在波兰所犯下的卡廷惨案是如此啊。
And this was the case with the cutting massacre committed by Russia in Poland.
Yeah, 这个布查惨案也是如此。
And same as the massacre in just Bucha.
Yeah, 包括日本人在南京的大屠杀也是如此啊。
And as was the Japanese massacre in Nanjing, China.
Yeah, 你不妨看看我们自己的中国人吧。
So look at Chinese.
能够在 在日本人的世上，心中有一个宽恕怜悯的，又有几个人呢？
So how many of us, and we have this the mercy and to forgiveness and for them?
我们可能大多数国人都是把仇恨当作这一生对日本人的解释，对吧？
Maybe most of the Chinese, and we just thought that this was the hatred to explain about that.
没有福音就没有救恩了。
Without the gospel and without salvation,
就没有原谅、宽恕与赦免了。
And then in this case, there's no forgiveness and pardon.
基督为人人尝了死味啊！
So Christ tasted death for everyone.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就表明死亡不是最后的绝望。
And that shows that death is not the last despair.
因为基督曾为你我而死，我们在死亡面前就有复活的盼望了。
Because Christ died for you and me, so we have the hope of the resurrection in the face of death.
让我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
救赎的大能。
The power of redemption.
Yeah, 救赎是基督奇妙大能的目的啊。
Redemption, that is the purpose of Christ's wondrous power.
Yeah, 没有救赎，能力也就没有意义了。
And the power is meaningless without redemption.
因为能力不是用来耀武扬威的。
And because the power is not used to show up.
乃是用来拯救世人的。
But to save the world.
Yeah, 首先救赎目标非天使。
First,The redemption targets are not angels.
我们打开整本圣经来看一看呢。
So let's look at the whole Bible.
我们看不见神对天使的救赎。
So from the Bibles, we just cannot see God's redemption of the angels.
按照神创世的顺序来看呢。
According to the order in which God created the world.
要天使受造在先，人受造在后啊。
Angels were created first, and man was created last.
同样，天使堕落在先，人堕落在后啊。
Also, angels fell first, men fell later.
而且人的堕落是因为堕落的天使，就是撒旦所为啊。
And men fell just because of the fallen angel Satan.
Yeah, 神借的保罗向人启示什么呢？
So God revealed to the man.
神并不救拔天使。
So God revealed to men from Paul. He said he did that. God did not help angels.
那是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔啊。
But God just helped Abraham's descendants.
这也令我有点。惊讶，哇，原来是这样子。
I was surprised and wow, it's like this.
于是神就被称为是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神了。
So God is called the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
其实包括我们这些新约的信徒啊。
Actually, that also includes the New Testament believers.
我们也因着主耶稣基督降生在他选民中的缘故，也与亚伯拉罕有了一个灵远的关系了。
We also have a spiritual relationship with Abraham because the Lord Jesus Christ was born among God's chosen people.
从此我们也可以说我们所信的神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神呢。
From then on, and we can say the God that we believe is also the God of the Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
所以从此呢，神爱世人的神人关系就是天地万物间的主题了。
From then on, the relationship between God and man, in which God loves the world, is the theme of the universe.
而不是天使，更加不是偶像。
Not angels or idols.
其次呢？
Second,
救赎是为那些怕死的人啊。
Redemption for those who fear death.
这个可能我要想一想，对吧？
So we may need to think about this.
神要救哪些人呢？
So who does God want to save?
保罗说神所拯救的对象就是要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人、啊、
Paul said that the object of God's salvation that is to free those who have been slaves all their lives because of fear of death
可能我们当中就会有人问啦
Maybe some of us will ask
难道这世界上还有不怕死的人吗
Are there people who are not afraid of death?
你别说还真有
Don't say it, there really is
你看看我们的武侠小说嘛
So look at those fictions.
以前小说上讲的江湖上的人常说死有什么了不起呢二十年以后又是一条好汉呐、
啊、So in the past, people in the brotherhood often said that the death is no big deal. And 20 years later,
今天在世界上这无神论的风气甚嚣尘上啊。
So nowadays, the atheists and this atheism is just rampant.
人们心里无神，目中无人呐、啊。
And people just have no God in their hearts and are defiant.
我也很好奇啊。
I'm also curious.
在乌克兰首都北郊布查市，在光天化日之下啊，弟兄姐妹。
So brother and sister, in just broad daylight in the northern suburb
在各国的卫星监控之下呀。
Under the surveillance of the satellites from the various countries.
今天早上听到德国的一个情报机构说，窃听以及录下来，他们在布查市去屠杀平民的时候，士兵请示长官的一个录音啊。
And also in Germany, and they also just got this recording about this. They just talking about to this massacre.
他说：“长官，看见有多少人在什么什么什么地方，都是老百姓，我们该怎么办
？”So they just recorded this voice and saying that the Russian just reported the government saying.
很清楚的录音证据就是俄罗斯的军官说：“杀死他，不要留。”
So also the Russia just official said just kill them, don't leave any.
而且是故意把尸体留在马路上，留下这个证据作为恐吓乌克兰的人民的。
And they just left the body on the street to scare the Ukrainian.
我看见，我听见，心里边是痛啊，寸断肝肠啊。
And my heart is so aching, and when I just heard and just saw those news.
我也冷静地想想，这些人可能是真的不怕死啊。
Then I'm thinking maybe those people.They are really not afraid to die.
他真的是不怕永远的死亡啊。
Maybe they're just the ones who are not afraid to the eternal death.
他真的是不怕他永远跟魔鬼撒旦在一起，被地狱的火永远的火去焚烧啊。
Maybe they're just not afraid. That's just to be burned in the hell.
要不然怎么敢做这样的事啊
？Otherwise, how do they dare to do this kind of thing?
生命没有底线，人是很可怕的。
And people are just horrible without the bottom line.
这两天也看了一些图片啊、录影啊、资料也出来了。
And recently, and there's some just photos and the video also just came out.
在上海封城的情况下，然后一些宠物没有人管了，怎么办呢
？And also, like in Shanghai, and because the government just locked down, and some just the pets
被当地的那些居委会的人活活给打死啊。
And some of the pets just nowhere to go and was just beaten to death.
哎呀，真是没办法用言语去表达这份伤痛。
I just could not just express what's the word.
想想也合理了。
And when think about it, it sounds like it seems like it makes sense.
如果我们对人都不懂得怎么去爱，怎么会去爱宠物呢
？If we don't know how to just love human, how do we know and how to love the pets?
所以弟兄姐妹
，Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
神所预备的救赎呢？
So the redemption that God has prepared.
其实就为那些怕所谓怕死的人预备的。
That is for those who are afraid of death.
但大家不要误会啊。
Don't get me wrong.
不要以为怕死的就是胆小软弱，不是这个意思。
Just don't think that the fear of death that is cowardice.
其实这里所说的怕死，更多的是对上帝的一个敬畏，你了解吗
？In fact, the fear of death here that is more of awe.
最后是唯有基督能救人呐。
Lastly, only Christ can save people.
感谢主。
Thank God.
神为我们这些因对神敬畏而怕死、不想死却想活、想与神同活的人预备了救恩。
God has prepared salvation for those of us who fear death because we fear God.
Yeah.
Do not want to die, but want to live and want to live with God.
Yeah. 天父为我们预备了一个设计一个救恩计划。
Heavenly Father designed the plan of salvation for us.
然后差派他的儿子，他的圣子耶稣基督来执行这个计划。
And sent Christ the Holy Son to carry out this plan.
这就是为什么唯有基督在神的世上。
And that is why, and Christ alone.
他能够成为慈悲忠信的大祭司啊。
And Christ alone is the merciful and the faithful High Priest.
也唯有他才能为人舍命，为百姓的罪献上了挽回祭啊！
So only him who offered this atonement for the sins of people.
圣经说，耶稣基督既然凡是被试探而受苦，他就能搭救那些被试探的人。
The Bible says Jesus Christ, being in all things tempted and suffering, is able to rescue those who are tempted.
在人类的历史上。
In human history,
耶稣基督是唯一经过试探而没有犯罪的人。
Jesus Christ is the only one who was tempted without sin.
所以他才被称为是完全的人呐。
And is called the perfect man.
他被称为是末后的亚当啊。
And is the later Adam.
他之所以是完全的神呢
？So he was called this the complete son, God.
除了他是受了天父的差派。
So in addition, and he was sent by the Heavenly Father.
更重要的是他从死里复活了呀。
More importantly, he rose from the dead.
他理解我们一切所受的苦啊。
He understands all our suffering.
他也能带领我们出死入生入奇妙光明者永远的荣耀之中啊。
And he can just lead us just from death to life and into the eternal glory of the wonderful light.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天这堂奇妙的基督之道我们就讲到这里了。
So today's sermon, The Wonderful Christ, and it's finished.
Yeah, 我在写讲章是礼拜四，周四四月七号写的。
So I wrote a sermon on Thursday, April the 7th.
在这一天，在联合国的大会上通过了暂停俄罗斯人权理事会资格的提案。
So on April the 7th, the UN General Assembly passed a proposal to suspend the qualification of the Russian Human Rights Council.
Yeah, 显而易见，这是上帝公义的彰显了。
Obviously, this is a manifestation of God's justice.
Yeah, 因为神并不以有罪的为无罪啊。
Because God will not just acquit the guilty.
当然，神也是怜悯慈爱的。
Of course, God is also merciful and loving.
也并不会永远怀怒的。
And he will never keep his anger forever.
我也在为俄罗斯所有的人祷告。
I also pray for the nation, the whole nation of Russia.
盼望有一天，俄罗斯全民能够认罪悔改。
I just pray that the entire Russian people confess their sins and repent.
不要再发动战争了。
And just do not just initiate any war.
不要再犯战争罪了。
And no longer commit war crimes.
不要再屠杀平民了。
And no longer slaughter civilians.
认真悔改吧。
Just seriously repent.
我相信奇妙的基督必赐下怜悯。
I believe the wonderful Christ will give his mercy.
当然，我也愿意为乌克兰人祷告。
I'm also willing to pray for the Ukrainians.
也求神将宽恕、原谅之心赐给他们。
May God just grant them the forgiveness.
好让这些同为东斯拉夫民族属神的弟兄姐妹之间，有一天可以在耶稣基督里边重归于好啊。
So that the brothers of God of the East Slavic nation can one day be reconciled.
盼望他们能够停止杀戮，握手言和。容身一人啊、
and stop killing, make peace, glorify God, and be of benefit to men.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主啊，你实在是奇妙的基督啊。
Lord, you are the wonderful Christ.
你不但是荣耀的基督，你更加是奇妙的基督啊。
You are not only the glorious Christ, also you are the wonderful Christ.
主，我们愿意在你面前活出你所赐给我们的见证啊。
In front of you, we want to just want to live out your testimony.
在你所赐给我们的见证当中，经历你的大能啊。
In the testimony you give us, we want to experience your power.
让我们活出权柄的奥秘。
Also, let us just live out the mystery of your authority.
权柄不是发出你的淫威，乃是摆上你的舌脊啊。
Authority, it is just to just sacrifice the life and not to just go by the flesh.
因为唯有你才是我们的救赎。
Because you are our redemption.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.